North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein, you have joined with at least 16 other attorneys general on a brief opposing President Trump's executive order on immigration. Can you tell me the reason for that?
Sure. I opposed President Trump's immigration ban because it's contrary to American values and it undermines our standing in the world, which has the effect of weakening our national security.
President Trump says he's trying to keep Americans safe from terrorism. What's your response to that?
The ban actually has the effect of making Americans less secure. It gives propaganda value to ISIS so that they can recruit new terrorists. And this isn't just my view. There were 100 national security experts, both Democrat and Republican, who've spoken out against the ban. Former Secretary of State under George Bush, Condoleezza Rice, called it an ill-considered and badly delivered policy, and Senators Graham and McCain, two prominent Republican senators, they've also spoken out against it as helping terrorist recruitment.
As Commander-in-Chief, doesn't President Trump have the authority to take measures to keep Americans safe as he sees fit?
He does, but he cannot do so contrary to the Constitution. And our nation was founded on the ideal of religious liberty, and it's a value that we hold so dear that it's the First Amendment to our Constitution. And the ban on its face favors certain religions over others, and it's contrary to law.
Now, Trump has said that this is not effectively a Muslim ban. What do you say to that?
Well, the ban on its face preferences religions that are not Islam. So it is religiously discriminatory, but you only have to go to the campaign and follow his tweets and his announcements for a Muslim ban to know that his intent was to ban Muslims. But, you know, regardless of what his intent is, this is not in the interest of our nation because it makes us all less secure.
I see. Okay. And what does the brief that you filed effectively do?
The brief comes in support of the states of Washington and Minnesota, which filed the action. And it says that we, as the attorneys general of our 18 states, support these other two states in their efforts to put the ban on hold because it violates the Constitution and is against our national interest.
Dallas Woodhouse, executive director of the North Carolina Republican Party, had this to say, and I'll sort of paraphrase. He said, the commander-in-chief can blow up airports in the Middle East, but he can't say that three people can't board an airplane and come to the U.S., and he can't say we need a pause on seven countries the Obama administration identified as a problem. And he said, what world is Josh Stein living in? What's your response to that?
I live in the United States, and I respect our values, I respect our traditions, I respect our Constitution, and I respect our desire to keep people safe.
Does he have a point when he talks about the seven countries the Obama administration identified as potentially problematic for issues arising?
There are many countries where there are people from those countries that have engaged in acts of war or terror against the United States. So fighting terror is not the issue. If you look at all the dozens of attacks that have happened over the last few decades, the attacks come predominantly from other countries that are not the seven that have been identified. So the key is keeping America safe and respecting our Constitution.
Are you optimistic that the order will be held in place and that it won't go into effect again?
I believe so. I think that based on the hearing last night by the Ninth Circuit, the Federal Circuit Court out in California, that they are likely to rule and uphold the decision of the lower court in favor of the block on the ban, the injunction that keeps the ban from taking effect. But it remains to be seen, and I do think that regardless of which side prevails at this circuit court level, it will ultimately go to the Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court. It's a pressing issue of national importance, and I think that the people of the United States deserve an ultimate resolution, and I hope that whatever resolution happens, we do something that both keeps people safe and respects our fundamental liberties and the United States Constitution.
Okay. Switching gears just real quickly, judges put a temporary hold on the Senate confirmation process for Roy Cooper's cabinet choices. Do you have any comment on that?
I don't. My office is representing the Board of Elections and the State Ethics Commission, which are involved in another part of that litigation. And so that's been my role in that litigation.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, Attorney General Josh Stein, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Jeremy, I appreciate it.